black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's nursing. They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you.
They're zombies.
You are joining the online studio. You are unmuted and can speak with the host.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the podcast. This is Black Helicopter News number 179, and I'm Raven Blackheart. Today's February 3rd, 2022. On today's episode, we're going to talk about some things going on, cancel culture news. I was trying to record this show earlier and I was going to do like several different things and I didn't want to do any of them really. I just kind of want to rant a little bit about some of the cancel culture bullshit that's happening right now. But then later on in the show, the most important thing in our episode today, in our final segment, we have a big clip from a panel discussion hosted by Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson and three apparent whistleblowers and their bombshell claims that'll shake you to your core. So all that and much, much more on today's episode. So let's go. All right, the first thing I want to mention is this cancel culture, the attacks on Joe Rogan are getting out of hand. These people are fucking mentally ill. I'm really not trying to curse or be too abrasive, but you know what I mean? It's kind of hard not to sometimes. But we've got people trying to pull their music off of Spotify because he's not doing a damn thing wrong except having conversations with people, hitting all angles of the conversation. Like, people really got to chill with trying to police others and be like, we can't associate with you. You have to become homeless and penniless and live in the streets, even though these are the same people that, you know, Democrats supposedly should give a shit about trying to stop homelessness. But no, they're too busy trying to create more people to go into fucking bankruptcy. Like Neil Young. Fuck Neil Young. Fuck NDRE. You know, these people are, they really do think they're doing the right thing. They really do. They really think they're being noble freedom fighters when all they're doing is bowing down to the power structure. That's all they're doing. They're good little slaves to the New World Order. NDRE, you're just a slave. That's kind of racist sounding, but no, fuck that shit. Fuck NDRE. I don't care if I offend her. You are a fucking modern day slave. You don't think people should have free speech. You are a disgusting form of life. Neil Young, same thing applies to him. And you know who else applies to? Those dumb fucking ex-royals. I don't know. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. They have a deal with Spotify. They're saying, and the White House, and everybody's talking about silencing people. Off them. See, I'm really not trying to be too controversial, but these people just want to silence people. Like, I don't give a fuck anymore. I will tell them to their face. You know what? We're going to have to take a quick break because I'm just getting so pissed off at this cancel culture shit that I find myself ranting about it often. Like Rudy Giuliani was on The Masked Singer the other day, and two people, Ken Jeong and Robin Thicke, walked off when he was revealed to be the singer. Like, these are butthurt, triggered little snowflakes. Like, people like them. People like Prince Harry. Freaking people like the slave NDRE. Like the slave Neil Young. Fuck them all. I don't even know what to say. I'm just really angry at these type of people. I think that we should silence them. Like, we should do something to them. Like, they can assault free speech, so now we get to assault them in some way. We gotta figure out how we can assault them legally and respectfully. But anyway, let's go to the break, because this is coming off the rails. This show is going off the rails very quick.
Today is the beginning of the shoot era of Black Helicopter News. The only way to have fun is to take the gloves off. Screw it. If I offend them? Oh well. What I am going to do is call it down the line every single week. I love conspiracies. I love talking shit. So damn it, I'm not giving up the podcast. Hell no. I'm doubling down and going the other way. Bring it on.
Silence. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
It's banning people. They're dictating the opinions that everyone on the platform is allowed to have. Merely a...
I'm a conservative Jew, so I guess that makes me such a dangerous person.
Spreading articles, spreading videos, spreading links. You're going to get demonized. You're going to get attacked.
Going to do something terrible like help Trump get reelected. That's really what all this is about.
Said that they deem our content and our brand unfit.
Is the right to be, do, and say whatever you want. It's about freedom of expression.
I'm the journalist and the left not interested in telling the truth about me because I don't fit the stereotype.
All right, and we're back, folks. I'm going to try to get back on the tracks for this show because we went off the rails. I don't want to be too abrasive, but honestly, it's really hard to be civilized and mature when you're dealing with people of this caliber, when you're dealing with these control freak leftists, zealots that want to push their narratives, that can't handle an opposing viewpoint, that need to silence everyone that disagrees with them, that needs to silence people that want to say, hey, we think you're slightly mistaken on the ish you're saying. But no, we're not allowed to do that because they can't handle any criticism. Like the fucking White House. and Joe Byron, the resident. Like India Ari and her dumbass. Like Neil Young and his dumbass. These people trying to fucking silence everyone. I really can't stand narrow-minded people that can't handle opposing opinions. I hear your narratives every day. I'm not saying we should silence you, but now at this point, I think we should silence them. If we ever get that kind of power to do that. These are pathetic people. Anyway, let me calm down. I gotta just stop right now. Like, we should just stop the show right now. Because, like, I don't know if I can handle doing this show. Because I just want to rant the whole show at these people. Here's another story with cancel culture. Ex-WWE wrestler Brian Kendrick apologizes for, quote, vile comments is pulled by AEW. Now, this is a shame because I really actually do like AEW. I love them as an organization. But Brian Kendrick has issued an apology for his vile past remarks. This is a wrestler about the Holocaust. Okay, so they start off with that to make it sound like it's really bad. Like it's really bad. Oh my God. Oh my God, he said something bad about the Holocaust. The horror. Like, all right, calm down. Calm the fuck down. Because first of all, nothing that he says, nothing that you say, nothing that I say is going to change the world or change anything. So people need to just calm the fuck down. That's number one. But oh my God, he insulted. Don't tell me he insulted Jews, because then the world's over. The ex-WWE star was due to make a debut on AEW just yesterday, but was cut from the show after comments he made several years ago resurfaced this week. This is the kind of whistleblower I think the people that are unearthing these comments and using them, I think we need to find out who they are. We need to dox them respectfully and legally and accidentally or somehow. We can't get in trouble for it, you know what I mean? We have to find a way to come back at these people with something equally as devastating. I don't know how to do it, so I'm hoping some of you out here know, like, legal means that you can go after these people that are destroying people. The people that are destroying people, we need to destroy them. I'm sorry to say it like that. Look at this. This is the pathetic thing what they say. He's facing backlash for voicing his support for anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. This is how they get you. They make that sound really bad. Listen, nobody gives a fuck about the Jews, all right? I'm just saying that, like, nobody's trying to be anti-Semitic. No one is trying that. That is all in your own heads. They're only saying that because he said the Rothschilds. Like, oh my God, he's talking about the Rothschilds controlling the world. He's not talking about Jews at large. And he's saying, they're not my beliefs and they never were. I crossed the line. So he's totally bowed down. So when you bow down to the cancel culture mob, you're done for. You can't bow down to them or else they will fully stamp you out. So we'll see where everything goes from here. But he's probably done for. Like, he's probably never going to wrestle again. Tony Khan of AEW is coming and saying, like, oh, these are abhorrent and offensive comments. I like Tony Khan. I really love him, but he's a fucking idiot for this. And so we're talking about 2011. And it was a video where he was talking about... See, I love how they say Jewish families such as the Rothschilds. So I guess let him get away with murder then. Because, you know, we don't want to offend their heritage. Like, fuck them. He's calling the 13 families, citing the Rothschilds and Rockefellers. Like, they are so pathetic for going after conspiracy theorists. Everyone in the world that goes after conspiracy theorists is a pathetic form of life. He attended a lecture by noted British conspiracy theorist David Icke. Oh my God. Stop, stop, just stop yourself. Oh my God. David Icke, the great David Icke, they're like, oh, he's promoting anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. No one gives a fuck about the Jews. We're talking about the Rothschilds. Calm the fuck down. Like, seriously, we could... I don't want to get into this, man. See, the shit they attack him for saying 9/11 conspiracy theories. Oh, my God. And other things, like, basically everything I believe in, everything we all believe in, listeners of this, like, they're going after you for believing in this shit.
So basically what they want you to do is to say, I'm going to believe everything CNN says. Even when they give false information and they come back and retract it and correct the information, when the newspapers do that, when all these people say what they got to say, the official narratives, all the stories, the correct thing, not wrong thing. Everything that they want you to believe. So you cannot consume anything other than the mainstream media, which is controlled by the same one or two or three companies. So you can only believe what's on MSNBC and CNN, period, to get along without ruffling any feathers, without getting attacked, without being canceled. You can only believe them. No alternative media, none. You're not allowed to listen to any alternative media. It is only mainstream indoctrination or nothing. You can only get your news from the White House, from the helping propaganda arm of Pfizer. That's what the mainstream media is. Reuters, the mainstream media, the propaganda front for Pfizer. All the news is sponsored by it as well. Check the commercials, you'll see. This is sponsored by Pfizer. Like, it's just really upsetting. The same companies, everything has to be perfectly unoffensive. You cannot be the least bit deviating from what they say, the narrative that you have to believe. And the great, and it's just so frustrating. You can't dispute anything. You can't question anything. You have to simply blindly obey. And if you agree with that, then you are what I would call an enemy of the American people.
Scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, for the population of Baghdad. And awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put him in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We
got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you. I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
You're listening to Black Helicopter News.
And now, on a lighter note, here's what's making him.
Thanks to you kids, we now know the virus is a hoax.
They included flu, pneumonia, and other infections to boost the numbers.
Let's find out who is really behind it all.
Like, President Trump is definitely behind one of these phantoms.
Xi Jinping? Dr. Fauci?
Like, I thought doctors were supposed to help people, not scare them.
Microsoft's Bill Gates?
Not only a computer guy, he's a notorious vaccine pusher who wants to reduce the world's population.
I get it. So Bill Gates wanted to vaccinate everyone after Fauci convinced them there was a deadly disease outbreak. That's diabolical.
Yeah, that sounds pretty bad. Don't worry, kids. These globalists won't get away with their pandemic hoax this time. Where they're going, they'll be locked up for a long good while in the big house. Yeah. Better than a rock round at home.
Cigarettes contain Civet Cat Absolute. Do you know what Civet Cat Absolute is? It's cat booty juice. It's cat booty juice. Because the civet cat is a cat, it's an animal. And they go in the rectum of the cat to get the absolute out to put it in cigarettes so ignorant human beings can smoke it. So you got human beings walking around here smoking cat booty juice. Walking around here like they're Puff, the magic dragon. That's why I call people who smoke dragons. That stuff is toxic.
Muted.